What up, though? Welcome to the Laptop Chronicles. You know who it is. It's your host, Al. And today, I'm going pro bono, talking about dick health. Now, definitely want to put this disclaimer out there. I know that it's 2020, and I understand that not everybody that has a penis identifies as a man or a male. And I just want to say this. I don't care if you're a transgender person from LA or if you're a Transformer Autobot from Cybertron. If you have a penis, I'm talking to you, right? So, that being said, man, let's get into it. Now, one thing that I don't think men focus on is our overall health. You know, I've been conscious of my health. Like, I know, I go to the gym quite frequently. So, you know, I know that's one way, you know, people focus on their health. Like, you focus on your muscles, on your, you know, biceps, your triceps, you know, chest, legs, whatever. But I think, like, the internal stuff, like, we don't focus on that until it's too late, you know. Excuse me. So, I remember the first time that I was made aware of you know, my internal health was, I'll never forget hearing, this was back in the 90s, maybe the mid-90s, and I remember hearing Richard Roundtree, for those of you who don't know who that is, he was Shaft, the original Shaft. But he had breast cancer, and he was going around, he was going on different talk shows and different platforms letting everybody know, saying, hey, breast cancer isn't just something that affects women, it affects men too. And so that kind of, you know, raised my you know, awareness as a teenager, right? And then a couple years later, my grandfather had prostate cancer, and I didn't know what that was. Matter of fact, I don't even think anybody in the family knew that he had prostate cancer until he was like, hey, I gotta have surgery tomorrow. We were like, what? And you know, everything was cool, everything went good, but he told us some things that really made me aware of prostate cancer. You know, like, one of the things that I'll never forget is that you know, there are certain things you could do to avoid, you know, try to avoid getting cancer in different ways. But one of the things that I remember his doctor told him was that when you go to urinate, make sure you squeeze all of it out. Because what happens is, now, mind you, I'm not a medical doctor, so, you know, don't take, you know, do your own research, your own further research. But I remember he was saying that, you know, when we drink, or, you know, whatever we put in our body, you know, when we drink liquids, you know, water, that's why it's important to drink water, because it flushes all of that out. And when you don't get all of the pee out, it crystallizes in your body, in your bladder, in your prostate area, and it builds up. So imagine, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of just crystal chemical buildup inside your body, and that is one of the things that contributes to prostate cancer. And then another thing that I heard that is, if you go to urinate and it's very weak and you have real, you know, your urine flow is real weak, you might want to go get your prostate check. It could be enlarged. And so those are things that has stuck with me. And another thing, man, I'll never forget this, is after, you know, my grandfather had surgery and he was all good and everything was cool, maybe about a month or two after, my grandparents were moving. And so, you know, we're in the room packing up some stuff, and we see he's got a stack of adult diapers, and then next to it was this alligator clip looking thing, almost like one of the clips that you use to when you put on your battery terminal to jumpstart your car, except it was smaller, right? It had the sharp ends on it and everything. And we were like, Pop, what's this? And he told us that when you have prostate cancer, when they do surgery, they have to cut the muscle that you use to hold your pee in, right? Basically, if you're sitting at your desk, you're standing, or wherever you are right now, you're listening to this, just squeeze your butthole. That muscle that you feel tighten up is the muscle that they cut when, you know, you go in for surgery or anything in your prostate, your bladder, whatever. And so when you come out of it and you're in recovery and everything, you have no control over holding your pee. So it's like you could either put this alligator clip thing down there, or you could wear like adult diapers. And my grandfather was like, yeah, I'm not putting that sharp object near my dick. And we were like, yeah, good choice, Pop. So that's another thing that always stuck with me. And then, so let's see, I think I was about 19. Yeah, I was 19. So I joined the Air Force, and I'll never forget this. It was, we got to Texas in the middle of the night. It's pitch black. You know, don't know where you are. The drill sergeants get on the bus, they're yelling. And there was a guy that was in front of me who had shaved his head. So they were digging into this guy. They were yelling at him, chewing him out. And I was like, fuck, man, they're going to be mad. By the time they get to me, he was a couple seats in front of me. But, you know, when they got to me, they were just like, you know, hurry up, get off the bus, da-da-da, line up. And so everybody's nervous, and you don't know anybody. And so we get upstairs, and we get, you know, everybody's getting their bunks or whatever. And my bunk mate, I'll never forget this guy, he was from Kentucky. He said, he introduced himself. He said, hey, man, I'm such and such. And, yeah, I got one ball. I was like, what? He said, yeah, you know, I had testicular cancer and they took one of my balls. And he started laughing. I started laughing. And, you know, we were just so nervous from everything going on. Like, that was his introduction to me. He, you know, that was his way of calming down and getting to know me and just putting it out there. And so me and him, you know, we became cool. And I had never heard of testicular cancer before. And so I didn't even know what it was or anything about it. So that was another thing that kind of made me conscious of, you know, like, damn, you know, there's a lot that could happen down, you know, in your dick area that you may not even know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, you know, keep conscious of it. And, you know, another thing is, like, I'm 40 now. So I remember when I was 25, they were like, oh, when you turn 30, you got to go to the doctor and get your prostate checked. And they're going to stick a finger in your booty hole and da-da-da-da-da. And everybody, you know, I was still in the military. So, you know, you got this hyper-masculine environment and this, you know, oh, they're going to stick a finger in your booty hole. And man, if you feel something going in your butt, but you feel two hands on your shoulders, man, you better run. And I'm just like, oh, okay. And then when I got to be 30, they were like, nah, we pushed the age that you should get your prostate checked out to 35. And I turned 35, they was like, no, it's 40. Now that I'm 40, they're like, no, it's 50. So I'm not even sure if people go in to get their prostate checked anymore. Somehow they just, you know, finessing me on when to go in and get it checked. I don't know. But definitely want to keep, you know, conscious of all that as much as you can. You know, make sure you take your vitamins, research the vitamins you take and everything. Because it's not just the fact that, you know, it's not just erectile dysfunction that can, you know, cause, you know, diminished dick health. It's all of that, you know, it's erectile dysfunction. Make sure you keep your skin, all the, you know, the skin around, especially if you're uncircumcised. If you're uncircumcised, there's a whole nother category of health issues that you need to be aware of. So if you are not circumcised, you know, get on the internet. I've heard fathers say that they've had to teach their sons, you know, what to do, how to keep their penis clean and all of that. But make sure you keep on top of all of that, man. You know, whether it's, you know, checking for breast cancer, checking for testicular cancer, checking for prostate cancer. Try to go get checked up when you can, or be conscious of, you know, what's going on with your body and what you're putting in your body, what's coming out of your body. You know, I know, you know, one of the things I always keep saying, eat clean, you'll taste better. It's not just about semen flow. It's not just about the taste of your semen. You know, I remember I used to always hear people talk about how bad asparagus would make your pee smell. And I didn't believe it till one day I had some asparagus just as an experiment. And yeah, it does make your pee stink. But it's good for you, though. You know, it helps. You know, it's one of those vegetables that's good for you in many different ways. So, also, let me see what we're going to talk about, what I got here. So, I got a couple things, found a couple things, you know, poking around. I think I was on Tumblr. You know, I was poking around in a couple ways, and I found that this is six things that give the penis life, right? One is semen retention. The longer you go without ejaculating, the stronger your stamina erection. Now, my own personal research, air quotes, yes, this is true that the longer you go without ejaculating, yes, it does help. But at the same time, if you know your body, you know, ejaculating helps a lot. But I will say, I think the longest I went without ejaculating was 6 weeks. No, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, because I was in basic training. But the first time that, you know, I got out of basic training and, you know, I got a chance to get some me time. Whew, man, that shit was epic. But, yeah, you know, not jacking off is one way to help give your penis life. Number two, abstaining from animal meat because cholesterol blocks the passages to the blood vessels. Right, so cholesterol. So, you know, I cut back on eating meat. You know, I think I've said this a couple times before. I have gone back to eating meat, just very, very small amounts of it. I still do more fish, a lot of salads, things like that. But, you know, we tend to think that cholesterol is just about the blood vessels, you know, in the upper part of your body going, you know, in and around your heart, not really thinking about the blood vessels that are down in your dick, you know. So, and that's the thing that I've learned in, you know, my health journey, is that people say, oh, I'm gonna take this pill and it's gonna help this one thing. It may help that one thing, but it's also going through your entire body. So that's why I say you got to be careful and be conscious of what you're putting in your body, because everything affects your overall health. You know what I'm saying? You have blood vessels in your dick. So eating a lot of meat, a lot of fried foods, a lot of heavy foods, heavy meats, not only affects the blood vessels in your heart, but it affects the blood vessels in your dick. Number three, vitamin D. Because it's a hormone you need, and or sun exposure. That sun exposure is real. Man, I lived in Alaska for 3 years. And during the winter months, pretty much from like October to like March, late February, early March, the sunlight, you know, you might get three hours of sun. Well, I lived in Anchorage, so you would get 3 hours of sunlight, 4 hours of sunlight, and I was working night shift at the time, so I would get home and it would be pitch black, And then I would sleep all day, and then I would wake up like about four or five in the afternoon and evening, and it would be pitch black. So I would go days without seeing sunlight. And on my days off, I would make sure that I stayed up just to see sunlight, man. And it's called SAD, seasonal affective disorder. And it's real. Like, that depression, there was a lot of suicides, you know, some very sad stories up there. You know, some of the things you should read about. Yeah, that sunlight, man, is real, you know. So try to get up, get out. You got to get up, get out, and get something. Shout out to Goody Mom. And Outkast. But, you know, take vitamins if you can. You know, go get some multivitamins. Or go get some vitamin D specifically. You know, go to Walgreens, CVS, whatever, Walmart. You know, get these vitamins. Because a lot of the foods that we eat nowadays are very deficient in nutrients. And it's hard to get the nutrients in your body because we're always on the go. You know, it's quick to... It's easy to whip in a Chick-fil-A or whip in a, you know, wherever. Boom, boom, boom. You get you a meal and you're full. But, you know, there's very little nutritional value. And also, man, we work so much. We on the go so much that we tired and we don't want to come home and cook or whatever. But you have to, you know what I'm saying? Get those vitamins in there. Or go, you know, or like I say, go to the store. Go get you specifically. Go get certain vitamins. Take them. You know, help your body out. Yeah, you know, get you some vitamin D. Number four, doing legs in the gym. Leg day boost testosterone. All right. I'm always talking about this. You know, stop skipping leg day. Please stop skipping leg day. You don't want to look like a capital Y. A friend of mine said that to me, and I've been conscious of that shit ever since. But yeah, definitely, you know, that doing legs not only helps your quads, your calves, your glutes, your hamstring muscles, but, you know, it improves the tendons, in your abdomen area and your lower core, your upper, I guess this would be your upper, like, thigh area, everything, all of that. All right, stop skipping leg day. You know, get in there, do your squats, do your hamstring, I just drew a complete blank. Stiff legged deadlifts, there we go, those are my favorites. And now, you know, I'm gonna say it's the rage, but I see all the women not all the women, but a lot of the ladies that come to the gym that I go to, they're doing, it's like the hip thrust. It's kinda like you sitting or you're laying down and you put the bar over you and you like thrust up. But yeah, stop skipping leg day. Get those leg, you know, get that leg workout in, man, you know. Number five, get more sleep. Sleep is essential for testosterone production. Now, I went through a period of, this was last summer, and, you know, I was working crazy hours. You know, I was working like 80 plus hours in 7 days and I wasn't sleeping and it fucked my health up. All right. That's something I do not play with is, you know what I'm saying? Not getting enough rest, man, because it's important, you know, it really is not just for your mental health, but your emotional health, your spiritual health. And you see right here, it affects your dick health. You know what I'm saying? So you have to get more sleep, you know. Try to get, I think they say 8 hours, but like I function really good on six. So 6 hours, I can get by on five, definitely five. Five, six, 7 hours, I'm good, you know. But make sure you get that, you know. I know some of us, man, we work crazy hours, crazy jobs, but take time for yourself. Take a health day, a mental health day. Call out sick, you know, or shit, you ain't got to tell them you sick. Just, hey, I'm not coming in, you know. Sleep in, get your rest, get your relaxation, you know. Number six, Stop sugar and alcohol. Both of those lower testosterone production, making it tougher to get up. So, I have a problem with sugar. I'm a sugar fiend. I used to put sugar on Frosted Flakes. Like, that's how bad it was. But I stopped eating cereal because it's gross. Like, cereal doesn't even taste like it used to anymore. And then on top of that, man, it fucked me up when somebody said, hey, you know that Fruit Loops all taste the same. They're just dyed different colors. And I was like, what? Ever since then, mind blown. Haven't eaten cereal since. I tried. It just didn't work. Because I'm looking at my bowl of Fruity Pebbles like, oh, this is fucked up. They're all the same flavor. They're just different colors. This is some bullshit. Anyway. So, yeah. I try to cut back on the amount of sugar that I eat as much as I can. It's still, I got a sweet tooth from hell. One of the things that I do to counter that is I drink a lot of water. Try to drink a lot of water. You know what I'm saying? Try to eat a lot of good fruits to, you know, keep all that flowing through my body. And alcohol. So like I say, I'm 40 years old. I don't party like I used to anymore. I used to be a drinking fool. And if you listen to the episode with me and my man Corey from Baltimore County Forever Podcast, yes, we was lit. So, you know, it's good to have a drink every now and then, you know what I'm saying? But don't overdo it. You know what I'm saying? Go out and do your thing, but just be conscious of what you're taking in as far as your alcohol intake, you know? So those are the six things that give penis life. I'm going to put those up on Instagram, you know? And then so found something else. And it says foods that boost your sex drive. Let's see. We got beets. I don't think I've ever had beets. I don't think I want to try eating beets. Whatever. So, yeah, beets. The second one, watermelon. Man, I love watermelon. I love it. But you got to get the seeded watermelon. Don't get seedless watermelon. Matter of fact, try not to eat seedless anything. Because to me, if you think about it, if it doesn't have a seed, how does it grow? Right? So make sure you get some seeded watermelon. And if you're in Detroit, go up on 7 Mile in the Lodge going west. Right there across from, what is that? I think it's Captain J's, or it might be like the AutoZone. I know it used to be a guy that was up there selling yellow watermelons. Oh, people, listen to me. If you've never had a yellow watermelon, you are missing out. They are absolutely good as hell. Or if you are in Michigan or somewhere with a Meijer, and everybody that's listening that knows I love Meijer, yes, go to Meijer. I'm telling you to go to Meijer. But Meijer sells yellow watermelon during the spring and summertime too. But watermelon, good for you, great for you. And on top of that, it's one of the things that gives you that water nutrient in your body. And it's super healthy for you. All right. We got figs. I don't know. I think that's some. Is it a fruit? Yeah, it's a fruit. Never had figs before, but it's on the list of foods that boost your sex drive. Dark chocolate, right? Dark chocolate is very good for you in a lot of different ways. I remember hearing about dark chocolate being good for you, if you're having a scene with somebody, or even if you know, after having sex with somebody, it helps with the release of endorphins. It helps when you're coming down, when your partner is coming down from that space. And so, you know, they say one of the things that you should do in aftercare is to have some dark chocolate ready for your partner to eat. But it also helps boost your sex drive. So, twofold here. All right. Citrus fruits. All right. Your clementines, lime, grapefruits, oranges, lemon, tangerines. Those help boost your sex drive. And also, you know, grapefruit is good for helping to speed up your metabolism and, you know, help you burn calories, right? So, got another reason to eat the good stuff, drink the good stuff, and go, you know, hit the gym. Last but not least, we got oysters. I tried eating oysters Valentine's Day. Went out to lunch. Had a very awesome lunch with a very awesome person. And tried to eat oysters and I couldn't. And I just can't bring myself to do it. However, my cousin went to New Orleans recently and he was talking about the grilled oysters that are down there. I guess he didn't name a specific restaurant, but he didn't name a specific restaurant, but he did say if you get a chance to eat some, if you get a chance to eat some grilled oysters, do it. They are fantastic. So I might try them if they grilled. But I've seen people eat oysters. Matter of fact, there's a place here in Baltimore in Lexington Market on Saturdays. And this guy, just all he's doing is just shucking oysters all day. And I just cannot bring myself to eat one. But one day I will. One day I will. Right? So, let's see. I got some more tips for you. All right? So, here we got herbs for sexual health. Maca root. Maca works great for hormone imbalance, menstrual problems, symptoms of menopause, improving fertility and sexual dysfunction caused by antidepressants, vaginal dryness, or erectile dysfunction. All right. Maca root. I've seen it. If you go to, GNC, vitamin shop, wherever, or your local herb shop, which I encourage you shop locally, you know, help out, you know, your local businesses. I've seen maca root sold in the sexual wellness section of the stores, right? I've never taken it. I've taken yohimbe before, which is another natural root, which helps your dick health. Let's see. We got Tongkat Ali. I've never heard of this before, but says it helps raise testosterone, improve fertility in men and women, increase muscle mass, and balances libido and improves sexual power. All right, so I'm quite sure if you go to a local herb shop, you can definitely find that. And see, this also has epimedium extract, right? Helps to increase testosterone production, helps to increase estrogen levels, particularly in postmenopausal women, which improves libido. It boosts your circulation, and it helps to fight conditions like impotence or vaginal dryness. So, you know, basically taking herbs, eating, you know, fruits, citrus fruits, beets, things like that are all ways to improve your dick health, you know. Let's see. And oh, here we go. Got one more. So we had six things that give the penis life. Now here are six things that kill the penis, right? And once again, I'm gonna put all this up on Instagram so you can check that out. So let's see. Number one, sugar affects the body's testosterone production, right? Making it harder to get it up. All right. Two, inadequate sleep. Three, alcohol. Now, number four, I did not know this, right? Number four, running too much. 40 or more miles a week can drop your testosterone level by 17%, according to a University of British Columbia research study. So, man, I did not know that. Now, I am not gonna run no fucking 40 miles a week. Just ain't gonna do it. I might do some, maybe 30 minutes of cardio a day on a Stairmaster. You know what I'm saying? You know, I might ride the exercise bike. Which riding an exercise bike in the gym is an interesting thing to do, which I might tell y'all that story later. Anyway, I did not know that. Running too much can drop your testosterone. Let's see, number 5, we talked about spending too much time indoors because, you know, you lack of vitamin D in the body. And number 6, soy. According to a Harvard Medical School research, direct correlation between soy consumption and boners. That's literally what it says right here, right? But I've heard that soy is bad for so many reasons. So I don't, you know, like, I don't do soy milk anymore. I try to, and this is what, you know, a lot of people, like, the, I want to say about 6-7 months ago, you know, when the whole Impossible Burger craze kicked off, you know, everybody's buying it up, boom, 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 boom. And a lot of the stuff, I started looking at the ingredients, and a lot of the plant-based foods that are sold in the stores, in the grocery stores, have soy in them, heavy amounts of soy. So I definitely cut back on the plant-based foods. But yeah, you know, so that's 6 things that could kill the penis, right? So, yeah, you know, make sure you are taking care of your health. You know what I'm saying? You know, definitely fuck cancer. You know, and if you can do things to help, you know, your body not, you know, develop those symptoms or anything like that, you know, keep doing, hit the gym, drink your water. You know, take your vitamins, your supplements. Don't wait for a doctor to prescribe them to you, or, you know, prescribe them for you. Take charge of your health, you know, because what doctors do is literally guesswork, you know, and we think just because they went to school for X amount of years, they have X amount of knowledge, which they do to a very large extent, but you have to be in charge of your own health. You know what I'm saying? You know, make sure when you go pee, keep squeezing, you know, and only, you know, not only does that improve your urine flow, but if you're at work, you know, just if you're standing around, sitting around, whatever, squeeze that muscle, work on, you know, tensing up that muscle, because then that helps your semen flow. Get in the gym, work on your core. Definitely work on your core. As you get older, you know, we get older, we get bigger. Gravity takes hold of us and starts pulling everything down. And, you know, one of the things that we starts to, you know, pull down is in our midsection area, in our, you know, stomachs, our lower abdomen. Get in there, do that ab work. You know, it doesn't have to be anything crazy. You know, start off doing, like, right now I do, like, in between sets, I might do 10 ab reps here, 10 ab reps there, and before I know it, I've done 50 reps of abs, of, you know, mixing it up. Leg day, stop skipping leg day. Yes, stop skipping leg day. You know, that's important. You know, make sure you get the citrus fruits, the dark chocolates, you know, the oysters, all of that. You know, take charge of your dick health. And you know, in addition, is those are the internals. You know, don't just look at your dick and look down like, damn, what the fuck is that? Like, no, examine your skin. Examine the skin around the head of your dick. You know, if you're uncircumcised, pull it back and you know, make sure everything is looking all right. You know, go get waxed. That's another reason I get waxed. Now, some people say don't get waxed because that hair helps to trap, you know, different things going on, you know. Oh man, I just drew a blank. But yeah, you know, I that's one reason I go get wax, you know, every now and then. Look down there, make sure everything is on the up and up. Keep your dick's skin smooth. You know, I use coconut oil after I get out the shower. Helps keep your dick smooth, you know. And then also, when you jacking off, I use the aloe vera gel by Johnson & Johnson, right? I don't use Vaseline. I remember trying, I tried Vaseline once. Man, that shit does not wash off. Like, Vaseline is a mess, right? And then on top of that, you're in the shower trying to get it off, and then you end up jacking off again. So, yeah, I use Johnson's Baby Oil Aloe Vera Gel. That helps keep your dick smooth. Let's see, what else? You know, if you're of age, go get your prostate checked out. You know, talk to your doctor. Or just go to the doctor. You know, get your yearly checkup. You know what I'm saying? Go get your herbs, your macaroot or your hembe. Don't be afraid to go into a herb shop and talk to somebody and say, hey, you know, I'm having some trouble in this area. I'm having some trouble in that area. They will definitely help you. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, that is my pro boner. Damn, I can't even talk today. But yeah, talked about dick health. That's what we talked about. So, that being said, man, thank you for listening. You know, tell all your friends to listen in. I appreciate every one of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate all the messages, the emails, the likes on Instagram. I'm working on doing a little retooling of the Instagram page. Check out the Linktree link. You know, I got some links to the playlists, some music that I listen to, that I like listening to. Maybe you will too. Give me some suggestions so I can add it on so we can all enjoy it. You know, shout out to everybody that has a podcast, all my people. You know, Corey, Norm, Stacy, you know, shout out to Autumn at Lit Life Podcast. You know, she's one of the homies. Go check her out. Yeah, man, listen to all that shit. You know, find you a podcast. Let the world know. So, with that being said, I'm on my way to the gym right now. Probably not. Is today leg day? Yes, today is leg day. Remember, stop skipping leg day. All right, I'm out.